From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith. Missouri is home to two of the nation's least accessible cities, St. Louis City and Springfield. One criteria used when creating this list was thoroughfare, or how easily people with disabilities can move around, or in these cities, can't. But soon a new app called Compeer may be able to help. And as one beta tester tells KBIA's Jack Howard, she's finally found an accessibility app that's actually accessible.
Hi.
Now, what are we going over right now?
Oh, tons of bumps. Super uneven pavement. It's always fun.
That's Gabriella Garbero. She's a freelance film editor who uses a power wheelchair. Garbero was diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy, a neuromuscular disease that affects muscular strength, when she was one.
It's a lot worse than St. Louis, where I'm from, as far as like how uneven the pavement is, just because it's really old brick that turns into really old...
She says Columbia, where she went to college, has aging, uneven pavement that gets in the way of shopping.
Even pavement? I'd probably say no, just because right in front of the entrance there was a bit of a bump.
Garbero just rated the sidewalk accessibility of Britches, a clothing store, on Compeer, an accessibility app on her phone that she's beta testing. But Compeer isn't the only crowdsource accessibility technology available, not even in Columbia. Here's Chris Fulcher, an MU professor involved in an unrelated research study on disabilities.
This research project was going around on campus with tablets and with phones and being able to geocode and looking at sidewalk cuts. Mm-hmm. And being able to see if people in wheelchairs can actually go along sidewalks. So it was one of the first crowdsourced approach for looking at issues of access on campus.
Fulcher is also the co-director of CARES. He says they are working on a similar project, Community Commons, a web-based application that can be used for accessibility. But the difference between Compeer and Community Commons is the accessible design of the accessibility app itself. I know, meta. Compeer's designer, Emily Stewart, says apps you can install on your phone can respond to accessibility preferences you set on your phone, like larger type, that the web can't. It just takes a little more work.
If the developer puts in that extra bit, then the rest of the type will respond to that and it'll get larger. That's a clear advantage over the web because, to my knowledge, websites really can't respond to that without having their own system.
Compeer is coming out in July. Titan Tea Garden is the developer for the project. But Fulcher says it's important to remember technology is not a solution by itself. Instead, his online application and the Compeer app should start a conversation about what limits access in Columbia, like those cracks in the sidewalk.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk with Jack Howard, I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.